It didn't rain that Thursday afternoon, but the air tumbled over the city, old and musty, as if rolling out of a drawer that had been closed a long time. It was Laureano's last week of school. I picked him up late because I'd had to take care of a last-minute walk-in at the office and treated him to McDonald's. You know your son. You know how much he loves that shit. And I know it's bad for him, but I wished for us to be in a festive mood. I didn't want to go home right away. I needed my sore mind and his relentless energy to rest somewhere else. I drove to the McDonald's on Barranca del Muerto, the huge one overlooking Periférico that has an enormous playground out front. I'm sure you don't know which one I'm talking about, for you'd never set foot in such a place anyway. You said that American fast food was tacky, that only wannabes and the poor craved it. Laureano didn't eat one single chicken McNugget. He gulped down his fries and orange juice as fast as he could and darted to the playground as if they were giving away lollipops there. He spent a lifetime in the ball pit, leaping and jumping and splashing furiously, surrounded by kids who looked younger than he was. I remained at the table where we'd eaten, writing your name on the burger wrapper, an orphan French fry as a pen and ketchup as ink, watching Laureano through a large window below a sign that read, "Welcome to Play Place." He looked like a frantic dolphin trying new tricks in the open sea, riding the waves of a multicolored storm. I tried to stay present, watch him go mad, but my mind was stuck with you. 4 weeks had passed since I had last seen you, since the three of us had eaten dinner together. It was a Wednesday. You stayed over. We slept together but didn't make love. I had my period. The next morning, you sat next to Laureano at the kitchen table and watched him scarf down a bowl of cereal while you drank black coffee and complained that you felt exhausted. You said you were reaching that age when one always feels tired, no matter how much one sleeps. I felt like I'd reached that age some time ago, but didn't say anything. What was the point of discussing inevitable miseries with you so early in the morning? Minutes from your departure. Laureano got ready for school, and when you both were in the car, I asked if we should wait for you that night. You asked what day it was. I said it. You considered it. You said you were not sure you would be back in time for dinner, but that you'd come back without a doubt. I stayed at the curbside, watching your car until it turned the corner, and I never saw it or you again. The morning lit with clouds. The shades of green in the tree leaves and the fuchsia blossoms of the bougainvillea creeping down the wall at the entrance of the house all had grown pale as if it had trouble breathing, paler than every color in Mexico City has ever been since I can remember. We left McDonald's in that deadly hour of the afternoon that's neither lunch nor dinner time and when people at restaurants seem out of place. We came home and I said, "Laureano, it's bath time." He begged me to let him go outside and hang out in the treehouse. I couldn't believe his stamina. I felt tired all the time. It overwhelmed me to see this kid boasting of his energy, to see him only wanting to have fun as if nothing else mattered. I wanted him to take a bath as soon as possible, for he'd been playing in that filthy ball pit barefoot, and he hadn't washed his hands since. I didn't even want to think about the germs that stuck to his feet, his face. I wasn't in the mood to argue, so I let him go. An hour passed, and he was still out there. It was that moment of evening right before darkness breaks. The sky grew white, and I feel winter had reached us again, even though it was late June. I slid the back door open and called for Laureano. He didn't reply. I called him again. Your son, stubborn as a stale loaf of bread. I started in his direction, but suddenly his freckled face stuck out of one of the little windows, and he said he was coming. He had this big, insuperable grin on his face, this little you. Laureano jumped down from the porch of the treehouse and ran to me with his cheeks flushed and gleaming. I said that it was bath time. He stopped dead in the middle of the yard and said I wouldn't believe who he'd been hanging out with. I had zero interest in finding out. I'd been up since 6:30 in the morning, It has been a hard day at the office. 4 pedicures, all diabetic widows, customers delightful as hemorrhoids. 1 case of severe athlete's foot, and 1 surgery to fix a good pair of nasty ingrown toenails. I had no energy left for riddles, but Loriano insisted that I guess. I mentioned some of his stuffed animals by name. Denver, the giraffe. Pensacola, the rooster. Pompeia, the sheep. But it was no use. He giggled. He shook his head with tenacity and said, "I'd never find out." "I give up," I said, and he revealed he'd been hanging out with you.